University's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Sakhuya to leave Tin, whom Musqueam must stay.
Cada vez que yo me voy, llevo a un lado de mi piel tus fotografías para verlas cada vez que tu ausencia me devora entero el corazón y yo no tengo remedio más que amarte y en la distancia te puedo ver. Cuando tus fotos me siento a ver y en las estrellas tus ojos ver. Cuando tus fotos me siento a ver. Cada vez que te busco te vas, y cada vez que te llamo no estás. Es por eso que debo decir que tú solo en mis fotos estás. Cada vez que te busco te vas, y cada vez que te llamo no estás. Es por eso que debo decir que tú solo en mis fotos estás.
Cuando hay un abismo desnudo que se pone entre los dos, yo me valgo del recuerdo taciturno de tu voz y de nuevo siento enfermo este corazón que no le quede remedio más que amarte.
Y en la distancia te puedo ver cuando tus fotos me siento a ver. En las estrellas tus ojos ver. Cuando tus fotos me siento a ver.
Te puedo ver, yeah.
Cada vez que te busco te vas, y cada vez que te llamo no estás. Es por eso que debo decir que tú solo en mis fotos estás. Cada vez que te busco te vas, y cada vez que te llamo no estás. Es por eso que debo decir que tú solo en mis fotos estás. Cada vez que te busco te vas, y cada vez que te llamo no estás. Es por eso que debo decir que tú solo en mis fotos estás. Cada vez que te busco te vas, y cada vez que te llamo no estás. Es por eso que debo decir que tú solo en mis fotos estás. Cada vez que te busco te vas, y cada vez que te llamo no estás. Es por eso que debo decir que tú solo en mis fotos estás. Cada vez que te busco te vas, y cada vez que te llamo no estás. Es por eso que debo decir que tú solo en mis fotos estás.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded ancestral Musqueam territories. That was Fotografía by Juanes and Nelly Furtado, who, as probably some of you know, is from Victoria, BC. Welcome to Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. My name is DJ D-Ron. And I'm here in the station, in the studio, with the one, the only, a Blink-182 fan, DJ Bruja.
Oh my God. Hello, gente linda. I hope you're having a wonderful Sunday. Thank you so much for that beautiful intro, DJ D-Rod. And thank you for tuning in to CITR and for tuning in to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Your favorite show.
Your favorite show, you know it.
Your favorite show. And yes, that was Fotografía. And what a wonderful song. What wonderful vibes. Throwback.
Never get tired of it. Never get tired of it.
Never, never. I think it was the perfect intro for today's topic on our show. What are we going to talk about today?
Today is a CanCon day.
Yeah, Viva Porú. Canadian content, baby. CanCon.
Canadian content, baby. And maybe Juanes is not from Canada. Yeah. But Nelly Furtado is.
But Nelly Furtado is, so it made the list.
It made the list. It made the first song, as DJ Bruja says, our intro song for today's episode. We're going to talk some Latin Canadian artists. We're going to talk other Canadian icons.
Yeah, showcase them and what they have to bring and some of our favorite songs. And hopefully you enjoy this, you know, playlist and some fun facts that we're going to bring you and some cool things. So shall we get started with our first segment of Musiquita?
I think we better get going because I know us. So let's just jump in and see how it goes.
We're going to get started with our first segment of music, which is dedicated to Latin Canadian artists. And we're going to start with Patricia Cano with Danza de Soledad.
And Patricia Cano is a Peruvian-Canadian artist.
Yeah, based in Toronto. And it is such a beautiful song. It features some other artists as well.
Carlos Bernardo, Luis Orbegoso, and Manino Costa.
Yeah, incredible. I think the lyrics are beautiful, but so is the melody. And we were just talking about how the East Coast of Canada in particular, has a high population of sudacas.
Sudacas beyond the East Coast.
Yeah. And I think it's really cool because it makes, like, for example, I get the vibe from Montreal a lot that it's like the perfect soup of mixing different Latin cultures as well as, you know, French Canadian vibes. So even though this artist is Peruvian, she sings in Portuguese. So it's beautiful. I hope you enjoy.
Ooh, we're going to follow with Tequeria by Lido Pimienta, which is one of the most well-known Latin Canadian artists, I think, right now.
Yeah.
So
Colombian Canadian. Incredible.
Also, like, multidisciplinary artists.
Yeah.
I think always following incredible. Lido's work, you will encounter.
Yeah. Not only, like, musically, but I think visually.
Mm-hmm.
She makes such an incredible and, like, visceral experience. So go check out her videos and her music. And then we're going to finish the segment with Ay 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 by Daniel Andrade, another Colombian-Canadian, Latin-Canadian artist that we love. And we were talking about how much, like, they have changed and she has grown, but also how much she has stayed the same, like, the same Daniel Andrade that we would see videos in YouTube circa 2005?
Circa 2000, for sure.
Yeah,
for
right?
sure.
Yeah.
My YouTube evenings, the time of my life where all I would do after school was be on YouTube.
Good times. Those were the times.
It sometimes still be like that. Let's be honest.
Still be happening. Yes.
But Daniel Andrade has been present for a long time and now started with covers, but now doing original music. And this song we love. We hope you enjoy.
Yeah, and so let's get started with some Patricia Cano.
Solidao en la va y cobre todo amargura minha boca. Soy seus dentes de chumbo. Solidao palavra gravada no coração. Desilusão, desilusão, danço eu
Lo entregaba, tú por fin me necesitabas y después no me tuviste en cuenta, tú por mí nunca trabajabas, me acerqué para ser la primera, si tú a mí nunca me querías, yo por qué tengo que darte pelas, tú por mí nunca trabajabas, me acerqué para ser la primera, si tú a mí nunca me querías, yo ¿por qué tengo que darte perlas? Y yo también miraba, yo adivinaba todo pues bien, también me iba bien, todo lo imaginé, yo aquí sembré las semillas la que tú plantabas, tú sin mí nunca te hallabas, pero hoy me encuentro relajada, lo que tú quisiste lo robaste, llegaste pero de sorpresa, déjame, nunca me quisiste, aléjate, me da pena ajena, lo que tú quisiste lo robaste, llegaste pero de sorpresa, déjame, nunca me quisiste, aléjate, me da pena. Adivinaba todo pues bien, también me iba bien,
Cuando te veo así, tengo que sentarme, tengo que pensar en mis palabras. Cuando te veo así, quiero abrazarte, piernas por delante, cabeza en tu cama. Cuando te veo así, superficies cambian, las estrellas manchan, ojos como llamas. Cuando te veo así, colores levantan cada movimiento de tu dulce espalda.
By Daniel Andrade here at Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma, Viva Porú, The Ointment for the Soul, broadcasting from CITR 101.9 FM on the UBC campus on ancestral, traditional, and unceded Musqueam territory. And we're back. Welcome back.
We are back. Welcome back to Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma, Viva Porú, The Ointment for the Soul. My name is DJ Bruja, and that was DJ D-Ron.
And previously that was Daniel Andrade.
Yes, that was Daniel Andrade in our Latin Canadian segment of this CanCon Canadian content episode here at Viva Porú. We wanted to showcase artists that we love and artists that are, you know, Canadian or Latin Canadian, because we love Canada. We love Canada. And Vancouver has been such a lovely home to us for the past few years. And I always say to myself, like, dang, I wouldn't have met like so many cool people if I hadn't had the opportunity to live here. So why not showcase cool artists from the area?
It's true. I think that for me, my connection to Latin America has expanded in a way, being in Vancouver.
In Vancouver.
And meeting people from all over the place.
Yeah.
All over Latin America. And also trying different cuisines, trying different things that...
Yeah, different treats, different snacks.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. And we were, you know, talking about how important, and we wanted to give a huge shout out to those little, like, Latin markets or Latin stores here in Canada. Just because sometimes when you get homesick, you know, it changes your life when you can go to a place to buy a certain snack, a certain treat from your childhood or from back home that makes you go, oh, it's okay.
So good.
You can survive the winter.
Little pieces of Latin America or candies that are portals to back home.
To back home and to those, you know, little places and little spaces. And we wanted to, yeah, give just a huge shout out to those little Latino markets here in Canada. I know that Sabor Latino is a really big one in Montreal. And huge shout out because it has a lot of Colombian goodies. Like we said, the East Coast is, you know, mainly Sudaca, I would say, which is so, so cool. Another example is Kensington Market in Toronto, even though it's not like just a Latino market. There's a bunch of Latin little restaurants, cafes, little stalls, little, you know, stands of food.
Grocery stores.
And you can find like empanadas chilenas,
arepas venezolanas,
Colombian food. It is just so, so delicious. So if you are out in Toronto ever, go check out Kensington Market. And then we found some cool places also in Calgary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a Latino food market, Unimarket Latin Food Canada in Calgary, which I think is so cool because then, you know, if you are ever visiting or if you ever move to Calgary, you never know.
Mm-hmm. You never know. You might end up in Calgary.
Yeah, yeah. It's next year. Good to know that you can find these places where you can find a little piece of home, a little saborcito, a casa that can keep you safe and sound.
That's what it comes down to.
What are some of your favorite places here in Canada for some of your Latin cravings,
DJ? My Latin cravings here in Vancouver, I would say now there's more and more stores, bringing really great variety of products from different places in Latin America. The biggest one right now, I think, is Mi Tierra Latina, which has several locations
downtown and also, you know, in the main Vancouver, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. But I was also going to say places like Bubba Monster on Fraser Street, which has a mangonada. It's called a Hot Love Monster, the name of the bubble tea. But it's not really bubble tea. It's actually like mangonada with chamoy, tajin. So I love finding those things in perhaps places that are not necessarily just Latin places.
Yeah, exactly. And huge shout out to my Filipino friends at my last job because they were the ones that actually introduced me to Boba Monster on Fraser and 41st because we used to work around the area. And one day I remember a couple of my Filipino friends were like, you like chamoy? You like tajin? And I was like, They were like, they sell this mangonada, which is so cool. Another place I would say is Union Latinos that has like a lot of Colombian and Mexican goodies. Of course, Mi Tierra Latina, Fresh is Best. So many little like stores where you can find some good treats.
Yeah. We don't have a market per se, which would be incredible.
The other day, I went with my partner and some of his friends to Wada Foods in New West. It's actually right at the station. And it is so cool because they have like Brazilian street food. You can find pastel, coxinha, agua de panela, which I forgot the name in Portuguese, but it's like sugar cane juice.
Unrefined sugar cane juice.
Juice. And it's delicious. I think they're going to open a new location here in downtown. Stay tuned for that. But it was so delicious. They had a lot of things with palmitos. It was everything. So good. Yeah. So go check them out if you have a chance. But anyway, huge shout out to
the places that allow us to get the products to cook, to eat our foods.
To get a little piece of home, even if you're in another home. So we have some more Canadian artists to showcase today in this CanCon episode of Viva Peru. And we're going to start our second segment of Musiquita.
We're going to start it with... Well, should we name it first? Should we say the name first?
Please, DJ D-Rod.
This segment is a very special one because it's the Y2K Canadian Sad Boy music segment.
Yeah, it is.
Don't worry if you have to sing along, and if there are tears, be sure that there will be tears here.
Yeah, let them flow.
Let them flow.
And we were talking about, you know, how some of this artists and some of these bands are what you would listen to most in Latin America, you know, from Canada, even though at the time I didn't know that these people were Canadian. Mm-hmm. And I learned so here in Vancouver, and a lot of people were like, how dare you say Simple Plan is American?
Yeah, how dare you?
Simple Plan is
how
Canadian.
How dare you say Ever Lavigne?
Yeah.
Ever Lavigne.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but we're going to start with Welcome to My Life by Simple Plan, a band from Montreal, if you didn't know.
And following Complicated by Ever Lavigne.
Honestly, what like classics? If you're a millennial and you were growing up in the 2000s,
you know
that. Felt like everybody hated you.
And this you is were angsty. We and see you.
Yeah, we see you. And we're going to end this segment with Bad Day by Daniel Porter. Oh,
who
my God.
Is from Vernon, British Columbia.
Vernon, BC. We were, you know, doing our research for the episode, and we saw that, and we were both shocked. What?
BC's in the house today.
Yeah, and you'll Vernon. See.
And Vernon.
Out of all places.
Out of all places.
And shout out, Vernon.
Shout out, Kate and Emily, who were good friends of ours.
Yeah.
DJ Bruja and myself in our one first year residence at UBC. Don't know if you still remember who we are, but nah, you do.
I still have some of you on Instagram, but yes. I know that you were from Vernon, so huge shout out to Vernon.
I know you have good apples there.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
So we are going to get started with Simple Plan here at Viva Porú.
Feel like breaking down? Do you ever feel out of place? Like somehow you just don't belong and no one understands you? Do you ever want to run away?
Yeah. Welcome to my life.
Life's like this. That's the way it is.
She yelling for, lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car, and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody else round everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't. Like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become.
cause you had a bad day. You're taking one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know. You tell me don't lie. You work on a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day. The camera don't lie. You're coming back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day. You had a bad day. Well, you need a blue sky holiday. The point is they laugh at what you say. And I don't need no care in all. You had a bad.
Bienvenidos. Welcome back to Viva Perú, the ointment for the soul, el ungüento para el alma. That was one hit wonder, Daniel Pokémon. What a hit.
What a hit. Bad day. And again, shout out Daniel and shout out Vernon BC. Today in our Viva Perú CanCon episode, Canadian content, showcasing our favorite Canadian artists. Yeah. My name is DJ Bruja and I have right here with me DJ D-Rod.
DJ D-Rod.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We listened to some great artists, Simple Plan, Avril Lavigne, and Daniel Powder. And it was a ride. I hope you cried.
I hope you cried
in this Y2K Canadian sad boy music segment.
I hope that you were just against the wall, hugging your knees, listening to this.
Feeling like a teenager.
Welcome to my life.
What a great time. And yeah, thank you for tuning in. We do have some cool little facts to give you now. What are we going to talk about now, DJ D-Rod?
Usually, DJ Bruja, if this were any other day, we would have either a cool Emma fact or a cool Guanaco fact or a cool Vicuña fact or a cool, you name it, camelid fact. However, in this CanCon special, the cool Emma fact has been overtaken by the cool poutine fact. And we actually have a couple poutine facts that we want to share with you. For those of you who don't know, poutine is a Canadian delicacy, fries, gravy, cheddar,
cheese curds.
And we love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so like such a classic staple of like when you go out and you're, you know, coming back home after a long night and you see like a poutine stand and you're like, yes.
Yes.
Yes. This is what I need.
This is what I need. And also, perhaps perhaps unpopular opinion, but DJ Bruja and myself, we do love the McDonald's.
Yeah, we do. It's such a good poutine.
Such a good poutine.
I really like it.
Give it a chance.
If you had to choose, though, one poutine that wasn't McDonald's, do you have another favorite?
That's a great question.
What a great question.
Here in Vancouver.
Let us know in the comments.
But please do let us know.
Yeah, yeah. If you have any recommendations or your favorites, you know, you can DM us at on Instagram or Twitter or email us if you still use email. Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding.
And all our social media is Viva Poru at CITR.
Yeah, and that's AT, not the sign.
Oh, yeah. That's confusing.
Yeah. But yeah, do let us know. I would have to say, like, you know, I like mean poutine. Like, they have, it's close my work, and I kind of like it. Sometimes I do. I'm like, I'm craving poutine. They have a lot of flavors, which is nice. Like, like buffalo chicken or like butter chicken. Yeah. Which is like interesting. I like it.
I like mean poutine as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's been a while since I've been somewhere to eat poutine that's not McDonald's. So I'm putting it on my to-do list.
On your list.
To try the good stuff.
The good stuff. Okay. But hey, hit us with some poutine cool poutine facts.
Cool poutine facts. The first one is that poutine, the word, roughly translates to mess. Because in French Canadian slang, poutine.
Yeah.
It's mess.
It's kind of mess. And a poutine is kind of messy, and that's the wonder of it.
We love it.
We love poutine.
We love messes. And, well, yeah, you know it. You know.
And then in 2019, another cool fact is that in 2019, a establishment that usually sells poutine in Quebec called Le Fromage Warwick made the biggest poutine ever recorded on record. So they broke the record with a 6,688 pound poutine.
Whoa.
Listen, I'm not like a pound person. I can never picture it, but I wonder how much that is in kilos. Okay, we're gonna post this on our story afterwards because math.
But I believe it might be around 3,000
kilos, like kind of half of the pound. Isn't that insane? Like,
it
what
is
that is crazy? A 3,000 kilo poutine.
If you're gonna break the record, please invite us over.
Go home.
We'll eat the poutine.
Yeah.
And the last poutine, cool poutine fact is that there is a poutine flavored soda.
Yeah, is it Jones?
It's Jones soda
that has like a bunch of like cool, interesting, and weird flavors. Came up with this like fries and gravy and cheese flavor. I don't know if you can still find it. It would be interesting to kind of know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would try it, but
I would. Yeah. Don't knock it till you've tried it, DJ Bruja.
Yeah, you would.
And you love poutine, so
what makes you think
you wouldn't like the soda version of it?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a little weird, but hey, we're going to give it a try.
If you know where
to find it, if you've seen it, let us know. Maybe we can try one on the next episode.
And do you want one last cool poutine fact?
Yeah, please.
The last one is that at least three towns claim to have invented the poutine.
The poutine. So, in Quebec. Oh, my God.
If you are the one. Also come.
Oh, and another cool little fact is that in Newfoundland, people don't put, there's like a newfie poutine, and people don't put cheese on it. They put like a special gravy made with turkey and peas, which is interesting. I'm not going to lie. Where the cheese at?
Why are you taking my cheese? Are you giving it to someone else?
Like, where's it going? But maybe sometime when we take a field trip to Newfoundland, we can give it a try.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Anyway,
we will.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We do have some more songs before we leave. We're going to start with this segment that is a few of our favorite Canadian artists. We are going to start with Andy Schauf with Quite Like You. Beautiful song.
Beautiful song. Andy Schauf, we saw live at the Orpheum.
Oh, Incredible.
We're going to listen to Still Beating by Mac DeMarco afterwards.
Yeah, we are. And then we're going to finish with Tegan and Sarah with Back in Your Head.
Oh, icons.
From Calgary.
We've mentioned Calgary quite a lot today.
Yeah, shout out Calgary.
I've been meaning to visit the Stampede.
Yeah, me too. The Cowboys.
We'll see when that happens. Yeah. We'll let you know.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And again, this is Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul, here at CITR 101.9 FM. And we are DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for Too Dreamy After Us. Sending you love. Enjoy the sun. We love you.
Bye.
On my sleeve. honey, I cry too. You better believe it. Honey, my heart still beats for you, even though you don't feel it.
Still beats for you, even though you don't feel it.